Hello, this is Corey or Midges Bar on Twitter. And you don't really realize how dumb your username is until you say it out loud. That was really stupid. But anyways, this is my audio boo. I wanted to do one because I enjoy listening to your guys's, and it just kind of seems like a good way to get to know people and interact. So I tweeted the other day that if you guys could ask me a couple questions, it would help me out, so I don't feel so stupid just kind of talking to myself. The first thing I'm going to reply to is not so much a question, but it was a statement that said, it's not so much the questions, but how sexy your voice is. And usually that'd make me nervous and I wouldn't do it, but if you follow Gregified, he put out an audio boo the other day that, I'm 100% straight, but 10 seconds in, I had to stuff the boner back through the pee hole of my pajamas. That guy has the market cornered on sexy voice. It's all downhill for guys from there. If you take Barry White, Frank Sinatra, like an 80s game show host, and God, and they had a baby, it would birth that asshole's voice, which is pretty gross, but it's probably make for a super easy labor. First question was, what's your favorite movie with full frontal male nudity? And that's so hard because there's so many good ones. Kevin Bacon, there's a Kevin Bacon movie, I think, where his dong is hanging out in a shower, and I don't know what it's about. That's pretty much what it is about, I think, outside of lesbians fucking in a swamp. But that's a pretty good one. But forgetting Sarah Marshall's gotta be the best, 'cause that bitch slings that thing out twice, and that's pretty brave. The second question is, what pops through your head during sex? Through my head, or probably, hopefully, breasts. That'd be some terrifyingly vicious, amazing breasts if they could actually go through your head. That would be ideal. It'd be a good way to die. Last question. If you could recoup any childhood toy, what would it be? When I was age, birth through four, I had these two hand puppets that my mom would teach me stuff with, and I was a huge Muppets fan, and it was Kermit and Fozzie, and I was illiterate, and, of course, I had pudding in my mouth, so, I called them Kiki and Boo Boo, but, my babysitter spilt whiskey on him one time and threw him in the washing machine, which apparently is the best way to commit hand puppet murder. But those would be the ones just for the memory. So that's it. This is my audio boo. My first one, maybe last, I don't know. And a big shout out to Rachie Candice. I'm supposed to tell her I love her. Tell you how much I love her. She made me say it. And to Gregified for making me question my sexuality. Have a super day.